Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Dawn B., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today's Tuesday, May 6th, 2025, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we're reading from the Big Book, and we're on page 95, that third paragraph. If he is sincerely interested and wants to see you, through one paragraph ending, the desire must come from within. We'll be commenting on that one paragraph today. Today's readers, 12 Steps, Cheryl S., 12 Traditions, Letty G. Readers of the text, Alex K., Chanel T., and Dana P. Our reference number for Monday, May 5th, 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 22,404. That's 22404. And for this morning, Tuesday, May 6th, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, the reference number is 22,406. That's 22406. Our newcomer greeter this morning is Hillary B., and Robin P. will do the announcements. Thank you to everyone providing service for this meeting. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. I'll now ask Cheryl S. to read the 12 steps of OA.
Good morning. This is Cheryl S. in Nevada, a grateful recovered compulsive overeater. Step one, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Pass.
Thank you so much, Cheryl S. And now I'll ask Letty G. to read the 12 traditions of OA.
Good morning. I'm Letty G. from Las Vegas, Nevada, and I am a compulsive overeater in recovery today. These are the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems with money, poverty, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinions on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other media of communications. And 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you very much for allowing me to do service, and I pass. And everybody have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much, Letty G. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We're sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute your phone. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book, and we're on page 95, that third paragraph. If you're interested and wants to see you, through one paragraph ending, the desire must come from within. And we'll be commenting on this one paragraph today. I'll now ask Alex K. to read and then share with us. Good morning, Alex.
Thank you, Dawn. Thank you, everyone, for being here. I'm Alex K. in California, compulsive eater, given a reprieve for today. If he is sincerely interested and wants to see you again, ask him to read this book in the interval. After doing that, he must decide for himself whether he wants to go on. He should not be pushed or prodded by you, his wife, or his friends. If he is to find God, the desire must come from within. If a person is willing, we can move forward. And for me, willing means that they don't just want to stop compulsive eating and want to feel better, but they're also ready to take action and do the steps. If they're not willing, I can't make them willing, and it's not my job to try to change their mind. I think the disease is the great convincer for me. The pain of being in the struggle and suffering of compulsive eating can give me the gift of desperation and helps me see that all my ideas don't work and lead to misery, and I become more willing to try something new. Others' recovery isn't up to me. I'm just a guide. I can carry the message and practice the principles. I have no control over what another person does with the message. My job is to be of maximum helpfulness to others, and I'm so grateful I'm in a place where I'm able to give back some of what I've been so generously given over the years. You know, I'm happy to work with anyone who's willing. It's a privilege, and I love to share about this life-saving solution I found here. And each time I go through the steps again with someone, it strengthens my recovery. I believe my higher power wants me to be of service wherever I can, especially with other compulsive eaters. And I remembered this, the OA responsibility pledge, always to extend the hand and heart of OA to all who share my compulsion. For this I am responsible. That's my purpose. And as for finding God, I believe that will happen in time. Everyone will find the higher power that works for them, and ones might be different than someone else's, and that's okay. I need a power greater than myself to restore me to sanity and solve my compulsive eating problem. And I sure didn't come to OA to find God. I didn't even want to hear about God or higher power, but somehow, despite my resistance, today I have a strong connection with my loving, compassionate, higher power. So those are two miracles I can share to give others hope who are suffering, maybe to encourage them to keep coming back and to believe it can happen for them too, as I believe it can. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you so much, Alex K. What a great way to get us started. And I'll now take the names of people who would like to share on this paragraph. Although we do value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences as well. So who would like to share with us? Press star one. Margaret O.
Elaine G.
Denise B.
Wendy M.
Okay, hold on one second there. I got Elaine G., Margaret O., and Wendy M. And who did I miss?
Denise C.
Denise
Mary
C.
C. Yes.
Mary C. Who else would like to share?
Juanice N.
Fantastic. That's a great lineup. I have Margaret O., Elaine G., Wendy M., Denise C., Mary C., and Juanice N. Margaret O., please get us started, followed by Elaine G.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks, Dawn, for your service, and Alex for kicking us off. Margaret O., recovered in Connecticut. So this is really a helpful section of the big book because, pardon me, I'm just getting poised to, you know, take on a sponsee, and it's just great to have detachment and to give God the first place and not think I've got to, you know, convince somebody about the program or, you know, sell them on my experience that, you know, I have this recovery and it's a gift and all this. I just have to listen and let God kind of enter in to the equation. And I will say that I'm a religious person. I have a very strong faith, and I practice it pretty devoutly and consistently. But it is so different than the power that comes in through this program. Someone's unmuted. It's so different, and it works in conjunction with my religion. It's just that God speaks to me so concretely through this big book and through this fellowship. And when I'm in my religious practice, I hear that voice so much more clearly. I mean, it's just, it's undeniable. And it everything I do in this program, whether it's picking up a tool or being, you know, being of service, working the steps, reading literature, I'm paid back tenfold in grace to be abstinent, to have freedom from food obsession, to live with food neutrality and be at peace with myself and my fellow human beings. I mean, it's just a great way to live. And I think I maybe was given this disease or whatever by God to bring me to that, because I can practice my religion all I want, but it's not the same. It's just, it's an interesting thing. It's not the same as this. This is a different thing altogether. They work in tandem, but they're distinct from one another. So I'm just grateful for this, and thanks for all being here this morning. And I pass.
Thank you so much, Margaret O. from Connecticut. Elaine G., it's your turn to share, followed by Wendy M.
This is Elaine G. from New York. I haven't been here in a long while, and all I've got to say is that in the program, it's evidence that this program works, and also I noticed it's Christian-based, and a lot of these things are very helpful to you. It gives you a strong faith. As long as I work my steps and tools, go to Big Book meetings, which is really helpful, and talk to other OAs, and the big thing is to do service, what's given to me freely, I give back. And what else can I say? That I have been searching, not searching, but looking into different faiths, and it's very interesting. And but all I know is that with God's help, everything I do has to be with God's help. I can't do it alone. And that I can do everything as long as I got God's help, and I don't think I know it all. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Elaine G. from New York. Wendy M., it's your turn to share, followed by Denise C.
Yes, good morning. Wendy M. in Boulder, Colorado, recovered. Thank you, God. And everybody, these shares have been phenomenal this month. So good. And Don, thanks for your service. So I just want to look at the words. Where are they? There they are, pushed and prodded. Okay, so this is how it goes for me. I can push and prod. And not only I can do it, I think I have to do it, right? Like, I'm sure this person will do it if I just push a little harder, if I prod a little more. And as I heard on the earlier morning, this meeting, it's like, what is it, prodding, is it called prodding cats or something? Like, that's insane, right? But in my mind, if I can sort of control the relationship, I'll be okay, right? So that's where I come from. And along with pushing and prodding is that word exert. I think it's on page 62. I'll just exert myself more. That's it, you know? So this tells me, no. And it tells me the word patience. And I'm absolutely the most impatient person I've ever met. Right? It's like, God, strike me down with patience now. You know, make me not patient now. So this is, again, relationships. This is about God, through this book, is teaching me how to be in the world, not just with sponsees or prospects, but everybody. No pushing, no prodding. I mean, like, I get off the phone with somebody and I'm like, well, so when are we going to talk again? You know, I'm always the one to be like, it has to happen now. And I want to say one other thing. Oh, and by the way, I can't be pushed or prodded, right? So I was in relapse last month, and I had big shotism. Like, well, you know, I'm Wendy, so it's okay. I can have a little more fruit at night. So I finally came to the conclusion, right? Nobody's going to call me and say, you're eating too much fruit at night. You're lying about this to your sponsor. No, I had to decide for myself, always, every time, for all of us, right? That's just how we operate. But I want to say one last thing, and that is, it's been my experience that when a prospect comes to me and says, I want what you've got, and I say, great, here's what I do, and they say, but I don't want to do what you do. I don't, you know, and then I'll start negotiating if I'm desperate, like, well, okay, and they're like, I'll just make one call a day. Okay, I'll go to one meeting a week. Sure, that's fine. And I can only talk to you once a week. Like, I'm like, you know, I can get desperate as a sponsor and just negotiate the heck out of this. And then God's like, she needs to do what you do if she wants what you have. And it's not personal, and it's not prodding and pushing. It's just the facts, ma'am. That's all this is, right?
Time.
Like, what I do. Thank you so much, Dawn.
Thank you, Wendy M. from Colorado. Denise C., it's your turn to share, followed by Mary C., and please let us know where you're calling from. Star one, Denise.
Sorry about that. Good morning, everyone. Denise C. from Tennessee. I really love the sentence in the paragraph that said, after doing that, he must decide for himself whether he wants to go on. And I love that sentence because it reminds me that I don't have the power and it's not up to me. I cannot force my will, no matter how much I control or plead or want them to do it. They have to decide. And that is just a great reminder for me that I just share my experience, strength, and hope. All I'm doing is planting seeds. And if they come back, it's fine. If they do, that's wonderful. It maybe is just not their timing. So this is just a great reminder again that I am just another bozo on the bus, just sharing my experience, strength, and hope, and leaving the rest up to my higher power. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Denise C. from Tennessee. Mary C., it's your turn, followed by Wani Sen.
Hi, Mary C. from Ohio. And this is the perfect paragraph for me today. I am meeting with a brand new sponsee today, and she is a chronic relapser, and I am fairly new sponsor, and I have no experience with chronic relapsers at all. So I just love this. He should not be pushed or prodded. And if he is to find God, the desire must come from within. That's exactly what I needed. Because I'm a little nervous about taking her on. I wasn't sure. And so what came to my mind, and at the very end when we decided to continue our talk and meet again tonight, and I said, you know, let's just do this on a 3-week trial basis and see how it goes. This way, you know, if she doesn't think that I can help her, she has an opportunity to maybe to find somebody else that actually can. But, you know, I know out of the blue, she called me and she, you know, got my name and number from a very large meeting with hundreds of people. And it's like, okay, I believe this is coming from God, you know, and this is maybe for my growth too, as much as hers, learning about a chronic relapser, and maybe this is going to help me as much as it's going to help her. So, you know, I am just putting it in God's hands and letting him take the reign. And taking it one day at a time and see how it goes. But I just have to remember, not to push or prod, you know. And if they're really interested, they will decide for themselves. And so if she is ready, she will be ready. And I'm going to leave it up to God. So with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mary C. from Ohio. Well, we're talking about page 95 today, that third paragraph. If he is sincerely interested and wants to see you, through one paragraph ending, the desire must come from within. So, Juanice, and it's your turn to share. And after Juanice, I'll take some more names.
Larry G.
Just a second, Larry. We'll have Juanice share, and then I'll take names. But I got you down, Larry. Thank you. Go ahead, Juanice.
Good morning, everyone. This is Juanice. Oh, my goodness, and my grandson is kicking up right now. But, you know, I just can never sit quietly and not take an opportunity to point something out here when I see it, read it, hear it, because it was just truly the crux of my whole recovery. Because I have been reading this big book for so many years, and I thought this was all about recovery, all about finding abstinence, all about finding a way to just stay abstinent and lose weight. Yeah, about lose weight. And it says it right here. He said, if he is to find God, the desire must come from within. And finding God is the solution. And it wasn't until I started seeking God and not seeking weight loss or abstinence that I got the miracle, that I got weight loss and abstinence. When I stopped seeking it and I started seeking God. And I read this so long and read it, and he should not be pushed or prodded by you, his wife, or his friends. If he is to stay sober, the desire must come from within. That's how I read this for like 18 years. It is so amazing how, having ears and cannot hear, having eyes but still can't see. And I was in coming to a vision for you and a couple other meetings, how it just got driven into my head till finally the light bulb came on. Juanice, you have to seek God through these steps and nothing else. Nothing else. And then that is what works. And of course, that desire has to come from within. Nobody could make me want to seek God. Nobody could say, here you put it, you got to seek God. I would have ran both hands up like, get me out of here, if somebody had done that before I heard it enough. And there's another book that says faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing. And I had to hear it and hear it enough to finally see what this was all about, that God could and would if he were sought. And that's what I had to do, was seek God. And the miracle happened. Thank you so much for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Juanice N. from California. Beautiful share. Thank you so much. All right. Larry G., thank you for your share as well. And I have Larry G. now that wants to share. So I have Larry G. as a person who's going to share. Who else would like to share? And I should read that although we do value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who might like to share with us today?
Cheryl L.
Did I hear a Michelle?
Cheryl S.
Oh, Cheryl S. And who else was in that mix there?
Vicky T. in Florida.
Charlotte L.
Who is in Florida?
Vicky T.
Okay, Vicky T.
Charlotte L.
Charlotte L.
E.
Was that Sarah E?
Yes.
Sarah E. Okay, let me tell you who I have, and tell me if I missed anyone. I have Larry G., Cheryl S., Vicky T., Charlotte L., and Sarah E. Anyone else I missed?
Why?
Who is that? Did someone just say the letter Y? Okay. All right. I'm going with Larry G., Cheryl S., Vicky T., Charlotte L., and Sarah E. Larry G., please get us started. Your 3 minutes start now.
Oh, thank you, Dawn. And thank you, Alex, for your kicking this off. You're a demonstration of this program in action. My name's Larry G., and I'm from California. If I had over my lifetime waited until I had this deep desire to get started in something, I would probably have not gotten half the things I've gotten done. So this word desire, it's not a requirement. I think the requirement to get started in this program is willingness. You may be on this line today, and maybe you don't have a great well of desire deep within, but you can muster up the willingness. It starts with making that, just disclosing who you are on this call, at the end of this call. That's just a simple step. And that's how desire builds for me. It's just getting started. Sometimes I've got a burning desire where I'm on fire and I just want to get started with a step or do something else in my life. But sometimes I don't. And this is a good question to ask ourselves as sponsors, potential sponsors. We may not have a deep desire to get started, but there's people dying out there, and I feel I owe it to my brothers and sisters out there to go out there and to make a phone call, to welcome them. Now, do I have a deep desire? Yes, I have a deep desire because of desperation. And one way that you can discover or build a great deep desire is by doing what the Big Book suggests, by going out and doing some controlled eating. That's a great way to find out whether you're one of us or not. I wouldn't recommend it, but the Big Book does. And with that, I will pass. Thank you for your service, Don.
Thank you so much, Larry G. from California. Cheryl S., it's your turn to share, followed by Vicki T., and please let us know where you're calling from.
Thank you, Dawn. This is Cheryl S. from Nevada, grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. And I always, I think that I want the instruction book. I always say, you know, just give me the instructions and I'll follow them. But as I'm reading this paragraph this morning and sponsoring, I am realizing that the instruction book is right here in this chapter called Working with Others. And I can honestly say that I have not followed it, that I have used other I have never asked a person who said they would like me to be their sponsor. And we've had, you know, that kind of pre-conversation, that pre-interview, or she's interviewing me and I'm interviewing her. I've never said afterwards, okay, I'd like you to get the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous and read it and then call me back. I've never done that. And it just strikes me that am I watering this down? Am I doing it my own way? Or am I following the Big Book? You know, and I know some of it, and maybe this is just a rationalization to say, oh, well, this was written almost 100 years ago, and things aren't the same anymore, and, you know, this, that, and the other thing. But I'm just thinking, and I, too, have a new sponsee, and I did not ask her to read the book, but we're going to meet today. And then we go through the book, you know, we're going to go through the book, but I'm just kind of flabbergasted that I'm constantly asking for the instruction manual and then I get it and I don't follow it. And I'm going to try. I'm going to commit to the people on this line. I'm going to follow the instructions. When I offer to be a sponsor, I'm going to sit down and read the chapter Working with Others. And if I have to read it 1,000 times over my my service in OA, then that's what I'll do, because here's the instruction manual. And with that, I pass.
Thank you so much, Cheryl S. from Nevada. Vicki T., it's your turn to share, followed by Charlotte. And Vicki, please let us know where you're calling from.
Hi, good morning, everybody. My name is Vicki T., and I am in Florida. And this is such a great sentence or paragraph. The sincerely interested. About a month ago, I have a chronic illness and it flared up and I felt like I lost my relationship with God. And that was like worse than losing a 5-carat diamond. I mean, that's my biggest fear ever, because that's my solution to life. And I really thought that God was gone. And I sincerely, when I came out of the episode, I really was so sincere that I reached out in different ways to try to get that relationship back, and I found out that God doesn't make too hard terms with those who seek Him. It was just like 3 days of seeking and not pushing or prodding myself, just gently seeking. And then it turned out that he wasn't gone, that he was there the whole time during that episode, providing miracles that I couldn't see until I could see. Finding the desire to find God, which is the solution of the program, but I missed that for so many years. I read the book, but I skipped that part. So I did I pushed and prodded him. I don't need a sponsor to push or prod me. I'm a workaholic. I'll work this program, and I'll study it, and I'll get an A+. And I got all the knowledge in the world, and I had no connection. I always would say, I have it in my head, but I can't get it to my heart. Ugh. And I don't know. It's a miracle. It just happened. I just was willing to finally say that this isn't going to work this way. I don't know. I really don't even know what happened. It just happened. And now I have this relationship that I just love. And I have a sponsor who's just so gentle, but she really has what I want. And I don't know if I ever really, I would just like, just pick somebody that was available at my time. And I feel like it was so God-inspired. I knew her from my network, and I knew that she had some things that were similar to me. And God said, "God, just ask her." And the fact that she was available, and it's just brilliant. I'm going back through the steps again with such a deeper, more conscious contact, and I just love it. I just love it, and thank you so much for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Vicki T. from Florida. Charlotte L., it's your turn, followed by Sarah E.
Hi, I'm Charlotte L. from Washington State, and I love this part of the Big Book because it takes the pressure off of me. Because it's only God that can relieve me of the compulsion to eat compulsively. It's only God. And I just have to have the willingness to work the steps. And it's the same with any sponsee. It's between them and God. I mean, I need to be a willing vessel and be willing to serve and share my experience, strength, and hope. But it is not, it's not my choice. It's between them and God. Because if they're not willing to work the program, that's their choice. We all have free will. And I have the gift of desperation. And they have to be at a point where they're willing to do the work. And they're willing to let God take that from them. So I love this program. With that, I'll pass. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Charlotte L. from Washington State. Sarah E., it's your turn to share. Please let us know where you're calling from. And when Sarah's done, I'll be taking some more names. And just a quick reminder, we're talking about page 95, that third paragraph. If he is sincerely interested and wants to see you, through one paragraph ending, the desire must come from within. So Sarah, please share with us.
Hi, everybody. My name is Sarah E., and I'm a compulsive overeater. I'm actually a relative newcomer. Today is my 90 days of abstinence, so I know it's a big milestone. And I've been out of OA for the past several years and just came back, 3 months ago. My sponsor told me that I should really share on the meeting, so I'm having the guts to do that now. I feel like, it's been great listening to everyone's shares. I feel like I have the desire and the willingness. Finally, I used to not have the willingness, just the desire. And now I'm willing to do what it takes, what my sponsor tells me to do to be abstinent. And I feel like I want to be an OA for life, that this is my life's mission. This is the challenge God gave me to be a compulsive overeater. And this is his way of getting me to, learn how to connect with him. I admit I've been very focused on weight loss. I know I need a lot of patience with that, and it's very hard to have patience because part of me has the vanity part. I want to look good and not be overweight anymore. But the best part, as someone said today, the best part is the relationship with God. It's the greatest pleasure you can have in this world, I believe, from my religious beliefs. And my duty is to follow these steps and do it the best I can and never, ever, ever give up. because I know if I have a relapse, it'll be tempting to give up, and hopefully I never will, but I just want to, you know, remind myself that and to keep strong. So thank you so much for letting me share, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Sarah E. And did you want to let us know where you're calling from, Sarah?
Yes, sure. I'm calling from Houston, Texas.
Very good. Thank you. All right. Well, I'll now take a couple names of people who would like to share on this paragraph. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share?
Christine B., California.
Christine B.?
Vanessa G.
And Vanessa G. All right. Christine G., please go ahead and share with us.
Ash Y. from Portland.
I'll write you down, Ash, in case we have time. So we'll see how that goes. Christine G., your turn.
Hi, it's Christine B., like boy, and I'm in California. Thank you, Dawn, for your service, and thank you for all the tremendous shares. Prodding doesn't work. I have tried. the only thing that's ever worked is the steps and seeking that higher power. And I heard a couple shares, and it hit me on in my heart, and it reminded me of something I heard at a meeting. And I love everything I learn at Vision for You and all the fellowship that I steal from everybody. So if I ever have a good idea, chances are I took it from somebody else, or I took it from my higher power. The thing I'd heard is God doesn't make things happen. Like, God's not punitive. God is there for us for when we have to deal with things, how we react, what our emotions do. And that's my higher power. I don't know if that resonates with anybody else, but it made me think about it differently because I've been talking to my father about program, and he's like, why does God let bad things happen to babies? And I was just like kind of flummoxed. I'm like, I don't think God does, but and I went through my notes, and lo and behold, somebody said it at a meeting, and I'm like, that's what God's for. God's for how we react. And when I was in the food, I had no God. My food was God. And it was killing me. It was not a good God. I'm happy that I found OA and Vision for You, and like another person shared, I think I can't ever leave. This is my home. This is my life. I don't want to leave. I don't even want to try. I'm so happy here and just grateful. I'm in my mid-50s, and like I just now think I'm starting to become an adult, and I owe it to OA. With that, thank you for letting me share, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Christine B. from California. Vanessa G., it's your turn to share, followed by Ash. Why?
Hi, everybody. This is Vanessa G. I am a recovered compulsive overeater in New Mexico. And the big line in here to me is, if he is to find God, the desire must come within, come from within. So what is that to me? Or what has that been in my experience, that desire, that inside push? I know now that it was God, higher power. It's what brought me to my first meeting. It is probably what has brought anybody on this line to a meeting. It's a moment of grace. Some people call it a moment of clarity. I think that what happens is that spark of whatever that is within has somehow broken through the food, broken through the obsession, and brought us to this place. If you're here, you know, this is where God is. And you can also find that superhuman source of strength. We agnostics has a line. It says, we found the great reality deep within us. In the last analysis, it is only there that he may be found. It was so with us. If you've been given just a moment of clarity, just a small amount of desire has broken through from deep within to satisfy your hunger a different way, spiritually, please stay. Please stay. Don't ignore it. And I humbly pray that you do the same. I mean, that you do what I have done, grabbed onto it, and stayed here. Because God can be found here. A satisfaction to our hunger can be found here. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Vanessa G. from New Mexico. Ash Y., it's your turn to share, and please let us know where you're calling from.
Hi, I'm Ash Y., and I'm from Oregon. And can you hear me?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. I just felt the overpowering need to share. This is my first time sharing at this meeting. And I have been in program off and on for about 10 years, and I've just come back, and it does feel different now. I feel sort of, I mean, every time I come back, I think I really, actually, that's not true. I feel now that I no longer want what I want. I no longer want something like my agenda. I want to not want my agenda, if that makes any sense. If I want to stop caring so much about controlling my life, and I want to really surrender. And in the past, the program has been so much about really controlling my food, and this program is going to help me have like this superhuman in charge feeling of exercising every day and eating with no extra bites and stuff like that. But now it's about surrendering this plan that I have and this rigidity around my body and around social situations, and really giving up my agenda, because my higher power doesn't want to control and manipulate. I'm just done trying to control and manipulate my body, and by extension, just the world around me, so that I can get what I need to feel safe. And there has to be a better way. And that's why I'm back. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Perfect timing there. Ash Y. from Oregon. Thank you, and so happy to have you here. We will now close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Chanel T. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Thank you. Thank you, Dawn. This is Chanel T. in Washington State, grateful and recovered today by the grace of God. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.